Good morning. It's the 7th of July. We're continuing with the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant about David and Goliath. I read. There was a deep ravine between Israel and the Philistines. So deep, in fact, that it is not visible until you are right near to it. Shouts carried across it, but to pass over it was needful to descend. It is like life. Sometimes to pass nearer to the kingdom, we have to descend into the ravine. Sorrows, trials, adversities, or even the valley of the shadow of death. Life's giants look bigger for a while and tower above us. The floods seem to overwhelm us, but it is there that we find the smooth stones for our sling. Worn smooth by the water, they are ideal for their purpose. I will guide thee with mine eye, says the Lord. Adversity and God are an invincible combination. A good eye was useless without the sling and stone. A sling and stone would fail without a good eye. And sling and stone and eye would fail without the blessing of God. The Septuagint expands the title of Psalm 144. The AV has a Psalm of David, to which the Septuagint adds concerning Goliath. This is probably because of verse 3, which is common with verse 4 of Psalm 8. The subscription to Psalm 8, upon Muthlaban, means relating to the death of the champion. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalm 144, verse 1. So it is in life's battles. None is mightier than our God, and his wisdom is profitable to direct. David had said that he would cut off Goliath's head, but David had no sword. He would have to disarm the Philistine. He fully believed that he would. More particularly, he believed that God would, and that is why he said, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." It is interesting that David had arrived at the battlefield when carrying out an entirely different mission. His father had sent him to look how thy brethren fare. David's concern for them, and his father's concern for them, led him to this other and greater task, which proved to be even better for his brother's welfare than when he first arrived on the scene. In undertaking the task, he had his normal daily accoutrement, a staff, a purse, a sling, the things with which he was familiar and had proved. We do not overcome our sudden problems by something new on the spot, but by what we have done with our characters in normal daily life. All of us are being saved by the Good Shepherd's equipment, the very things he used in his daily life. The incident, and it took time, made others think. So we have the words of Abigail in 1 Samuel 25. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee, and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out, as out of the middle of a sling. So we can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Thank you for listening.